Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Well, as happens here on live radio, we're pressing on and have not been able to reach the guest. She's apparently tied up. All right. Well, so let's dig down a little bit further with regards to the story that's out by Revolver. And again, you know, the New York Times is basically putting out what many of us have said all along. The thing I think that is important to understand, and it's again, there are several components to this, and it's not necessarily just about, you know, January 6th, but understand that there was a need, there was a necessity. Think about what went on from 2016 all the way up till the election in 2020. From the day that Donald Trump was elected, the day that he won, when they were absolutely all devastated. How could this have happened? Well, now we begin to get some perspective as to why there was so much of a sense of how could this have happened? And I want to be clear, and I'm a supporter of President Trump, and I have been very supportive of his own personal transition and prayed for him and praying for him and hearing from people and watching his policies and watching what he has done that has aligned with our Constitution, that has aligned with our Christian values. He was very, very pro-Israel. He was very, very pro-Christianity around the world. Sam Brownback was his ambassador for religious freedom. He did a lot of things, and he did a lot of things to try to, he reinstituted and said that he encouraged Americans to pray and to pray in public. As he got further into his term, he made comments as he held gatherings there at the White House, where he talked about men that were being impacted by Christian ministries. Prison reform was something that he did, And one of the ways he talked about it was the men whose lives were transformed by their Christian beliefs. He referred to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Very supportive of that. Here's the thing we have to understand. So, because every time that Donald Trump gets mentioned, you have certain individuals that claim to be on the conservative side that go into some kind of epileptic fit, okay? And oh, well, you're worshiping. No, I'm not. I am agreeing with Mr. Trump and the things that he stands for and has stood for as he carried out his presidency. That's what I'm agreeing with. Now, I am concerned about some of the things. I'm concerned about the vaccine push, although he backs off from that and says people should have choice, but I'm concerned about that. So there are things that I have some concerns with. But here's what I want to focus on. Ever since he was elected, and when we watch the reaction, and now we see with some historical perspective, they had to have been absolutely blown away by it, because they absolutely expected Hillary Clinton to win that election. And I think the further we dig into this, the more we begin to uncover the reasons why they were convinced that Hillary Clinton was going to win that election. They had it set. They spent years setting it up. Obama set the table for Hillary Clinton to come in and do essentially what Joe Biden has done in 8 months that he's been in office. Yes, believe it or not, it's only been 8 months. So when you consider that, yes, they were devastated, and they had to do everything they could to disrupt Donald Trump as president. And that meant infiltrate. That meant people being inside that were giving him bad information, that were keeping truth from making its way to him. Thankfully, he had some significant intuition, and so he relied on that, and I know that that came from God, and he moved on that. But here's the point as I break this down for us as we look at it, and then we look at January 6th. They did everything they could to discredit him. They did everything they could to attack and go after anyone that supported him. Literally, you have DHS, you have the FBI, you have the Department of Justice that's targeting individuals. If somebody's wearing a MAGA cap, you had Democrats that were running around saying that if they're wearing a MAGA hat, you need to attack them. You need to assault them. You need to go after them if they're in restaurants, if they're in markets. Wherever they are, you have to go after them. Stop and think about what that is saying. And the media was complicit. They didn't call them out. No one said, hey, wait, this is bad. It's wrong for a sitting Congress member in Maxine Waters to be making these kinds of statements. What about standing in front of the White House on Inauguration Day, holding a rally and saying, I'm gonna blow up the White House, as one of the women with the pink female genitalia cap on her head said. What about that? Where was the outrage over that? I mean, Kathy Griffin beheading the sitting president in a meme. Yes, okay, finally that was, oh, well, we may have gone a little bit, you know, a little bit too far. But behind the scenes, based on their actions, based on their activities, because what did and does Donald Trump represent? He represents someone who is fighting for our country. He represents someone who is fighting for every citizen of the United States, he represents someone who is taking back and saying, believers have a higher moral ground. I recognize that, and I'm fighting to make sure that that higher moral ground stays in place and that they can freely stand upon truth and upon a true higher moral ground. He is blowing holes in liberalism, blowing holes. He calls them socialists. He calls them communists. He says exactly what the truth is about the ideology that they are carrying and what they're doing. And so, of course, they watched this for 4 years, and it was Russia, 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 and then it was the Ukraine. It was all of the things that they did, and all of the people now that we recognize are coming out with the stuff that they're doing. And now it culminates. January 6th was a culmination of their efforts to attempt to discredit Donald Trump and to paint a picture of all of his followers as these radical insurrectionist revolutionaries. And who ended up at the top of DHS's hit list of individuals that they were going to target, that they were going to come after? I mean, I have friends of mine that were targeted. They weren't even there. They weren't even there. One, Thaddeus Dion Alexander, has been on this program to talk about it in particular. He was getting harassed by D.C. Capitol Police. Lives in Virginia, didn't even attend, and yet they said to him, well, we've got you on camera. And he said, yeah, good luck with that, because what I do, much of what I do, is work in the security area and private security, and I've got security camera dated, timed, that shows me in this location, a location that was not the Capitol, that was not the Ellipse. Mr. Alexander, we'll get back to you. Get back to him. Mm-hmm. This, folks, please understand, this is what we're dealing with, and it is why we have to take the steps that I've talked about here on the program, why it's so important. I would encourage you to go to my website and look in the blog at the recent post called The Winning Plan. Folks, it's why we have got to take back local government. We've got to take back our city councils. We've got to take back our county commissions. We've got to step up and be the constables. At the top of this next hour, we're going to talk with a gentleman who is now the sheriff of Macon County, a conservative, God-fearing, constitutional man who fought for 2 years, since 2018, when he lost by one vote because they refused to count two votes that they found that were uncounted, and they refused to allow them. And they went through an entire recount. We'll get into that story in the next half hour. But the point of it is this: we have to find God-fearing constitutional candidates, and we have to get behind them. I got a message just last night. I was beyond frustrated, still am frustrated by it this morning. And this was from my friend Steve Toth, who's in the Texas House of Representatives, calling on people to please come and testify, especially Montgomery County residents, because they are attempting to change and redistrict Texas. Now, who does this? Who does the redistricting? Well, the state legislatures are the ones that have control of that. The Senate in the state of Texas has control of that. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Senate Dan Patrick and his group here in the state of Texas, why are they taking Congressional Districts 8 and Congressional Districts 2, which are predominantly conservative? Why are they changing those so that 89,000 more residents from Harris County and 110,000 more residents from Harris County will outnumber the conservatives and turn both of those seats blue? Why is it that Dan Patrick and the Senate, Greg Abbott, the sitting governor, why is it that they are engaged and involved in this, and why are they not stepping in and stopping it? Why is that? Dade Fallon. Why is it that the leadership of the Texas State Legislature and the governor of Texas, see, while they've got us focused on, oh, I'm down there and I'm you know, fighting for your rights and I'm signing this and I'm signing that and I'm down here, boy, I'm for Texas. Well, you know what? Where were you the last 6 years? Where were you the last 6 years? Because the crisis at the border has been the crisis at the border, going all the way back to Obama and 2008, 2009, even under Bush. Where were you, Greg Abbott, during Fast and Furious when Victor Avila and his partner were shot, his partner killed, and Victor left for dead? Where were you then, Greg Abbott? You are nothing but a bunch of bluster. And why is it that there is no mention in the special session of the chemical castration of little boys? There was legislation brought forward to put a stop to this. There were bills that were brought forward by conservative members of the Texas legislature to stop this practice of castrating chemically little boys as young as 4 years of age. And yet, where were the leadership, the Greg Abbott, the Dan Patrick, the Dade Fallon? Where were they? I'll tell you where they were. They were killing that bill, and they won't allow it into the special session. Stop and think about that. Where's child sex trafficking happening down at the border? Why is it that the governor and the lieutenant governor and the Speaker of the House won't do anything to stop child trafficking? Ask yourself that. I'll be back with more.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone.
Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Folks, I hope that, you know, I know I get into some, a little bit of tangent here on this, but if you're going to be the conservative Christian governor that you portray yourself to be, then things like human sex trafficking, stopping the cartels that are flowing in, you know, nobody's talking anymore, very little is being said about the opioid crisis. We have a major opioid crisis in Texas. we have a major sex trafficking crisis in Texas. Okay, our citizens, our Hispanic citizens down at the border are crying out for some justice and for a stop to the illegal migration that is taking place, because it's their communities that are being destroyed and overrun by cartels and gangs and prostitution and drug smuggling and so forth. It's their businesses that are being extorted now down at the border. That's not right. And somebody needs to stand up and say, Abbott, quit pretending that you're Christian if you're not going to do anything about it. And if you are, then in the name of Jesus Christ, let conviction come upon your heart and do something. You have the numbers in the legislature to do something. And look, what he's doing and not doing, this entire country, every single person listening to me, every community, you can go and look online and look at sheriffs and so on. I'm telling you right now, every single sheriff around the country, from Maine all the way out to cities in California, all the way up to Michigan and up in Montana and Wyoming, and throughout this entire nation, Tennessee, the Dakotas, the Carolinas, every state is a border state because it's being allowed to happen. And Abbott is part of the problem. 1,280 miles of open border. It's got to stop.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.